I honor you and our love, but I also lost track of time at a bar with my coworkers. In France, cinq-à-sept was once sacrosanct, a euphemism for rendezvous, for the thing that men and women do. But we are not in France. We are here in Montclair, New Jersey, and it is well past 7, and I promise to be home at 6. And yes, that's booze on my breath. The guys and I had one, fine 3 drinks after work, and apparently I have forgotten the milk, and the bread, and the pasta, and the pull-ups, and the allergy medicine. Why are you dressed up? Wait, today is Valentine's Day? Are you in the mood? I am. Let's put the kids down, have a light dinner, shower, maybe not drink so much, and do that thing I would rather do with you than anyone else. Lie in bed and look at our iPhones. Our love. Our love is like the padlocks on the Pont des Arts in Paris. Thousands of locks, symbols of unbreakable love. Isn't that beautiful? Apparently, though, all those locks are too heavy for the bridge. Did you hear this? I read it somewhere. The locks are weighing down the bridge. So you know what they're going to do? They're taking them off with bolt cutters and throwing them in the trash. Isn't that beautiful too? So now the people aren't locked together anymore. They're free to maybe see other people. I thought that was interesting. Why are you in the shower with me? Did the bathtub shrink? I ask because here we are, naked, showering together, like we once did all the time. Remember, at the beginning? We would stand and talk. Seals slipping by one another, a playful ease letting the other into the stream. Now? I'm not sure what you're doing in here. I'm freezing. There's shampoo stinging my eyes. You just stepped on my foot. For the love of Christ, who flushed the toilet? Because I'm being scalded alive. Get out. Now. It was a nice idea, though, honey. Could you close the door? Is it possible you are sending me a sexy signal? The kids are finally down, and you are looking at me in that way. Tease. Or are you just spacing out? Wait, yep, you're spacing out. You unzip your skirt, and your baggy underpants ride way, way up on your hips. How old are those, anyway? You pull on some sweatpants, and a t-shirt, and a sweater, and a fleece, and I am not able to make out any contour of your body at all. I think you are sending me a signal, in the way that married couples send each other signals. And just so we're clear, you're signaling, I'm going to call my sister and order sushi. You should do something too. You are different. I want to share my life with you. I do. I said those words in front of all of our friends, as well as your incredibly annoying family. You're different. That's what I thought when we met. I told my friends, he's different. They said you weren't. And now we are married, for life. Is that right? Wow, that seems really long now. But here's something. You're different from, like, when we met. Your OkCupid profile said, I like running and hiking and cooking. Have you ever cooked? And you seem to have parked that running thing for a while. I'm kind of thinking a lot of that was bullshit. If we were to redo your profile, hypothetically, what would we write? I like sitting, not showering. I enjoy putting my hand on the front of my shorts and scratching my balls, and occasionally looking up at my new wife and saying, what's up? Which is a weird thing to say to your wife.